It's incredible when we realize that the relief, well-being, and clarity of knowing how to be is immediately accessible. So your lives, exactly as they are already perfect for this recognition to take place. Every perception, every sensation, every experience, every thought, every emotion is like a precious gem. It's a precious opportunity to recognize awareness. It's a precious opportunity to recognize how super complete you already are. The conventional approach to continually trying to rearrange our circumstances, to try and sort out our thoughts, to hold on to our good emotions and get rid of our bad emotions. This is the conventional approach to life, where we're constantly focused in on the descriptions of what we think we need to make ourselves feel okay. We've all had these different strategies for going about trying to make ourselves feel okay. Try to find the right relationship, the right job, the right second set of circumstances. All the other ways we've tried to make ourselves feel okay through drinking, through smoking, all these different strategies. Ultimately, none of them actually led us to what we were looking for. None of them led us towards this mental and emotional stability, this simple knowing of how to be who we are. So once we realize that we have a choice, just such a simple choice of how we use our mind, we do have a different way to approach life. Instead of focusing on all of these descriptions, instead of continually trying to rearrange all our ideas about everything, all our ideas about ourselves, all our ideas about how we think other people want us to behave, we simply recognize that awareness is present in and as all of these ideas, in and as all of these emotions, all of these concepts. None of these ideas, none of these emotions are separate from awareness. You cannot separate awareness from points of view. You cannot separate awareness from any phenomena. In the same way, you can't separate the color red from a ruby. They're completely inseparable. They're not two separate things. So we don't have awareness without ideas, without emotions, without sensations. There's no such thing as abstract awareness. Awareness is only to be found in the ideas, in the emotions, in the sensations, in the experiences. It's not somewhere else. It's in that perception, in that moment. It's not some future event. You don't have to change the circumstances to recognize awareness. Whatever perception you have with you right at this moment, that's where awareness is. It's nowhere else. In the same way, we don't find anything that somehow jumps out of awareness. It's impossible that we could know or experience anything without awareness. So awareness is that ground that underlies everything. It's the essence of every phenomena. And as soon as we recognize that very simple acknowledgement of what's already the case, we feel at ease. We have that clarity. And when we first come to this teaching, that ease and that clarity may only last for a split second. So the suggestion is just to make it a short moment of recognition. We're not trying to prolong a state. We're not trying to hold on to anything. We allow that flow, that continual ceaseless flow of ideas, of sensations, of emotions. We allow that to flow on by. We're not trying to alter it or force it or contrive it in any way. Because it does keep changing and we can't control it. You're not responsible for your thoughts and emotions, but you are responsible for recognizing the awareness that is nowhere apart from in those very same thoughts and emotions. So in a way, it can seem scary. It can seem a little bit nerve-wracking to realize that you are incredibly powerful. You do have this choice. But as soon as you recognize awareness, all those thoughts of fear or anxiety or nervousness are seen for exactly what they are. They're this dynamic energy of awareness. They're the breeze blowing through the air of awareness. They're completely insubstantial. You can't hold on to any of them. You don't need to hold on to any of them. That continual trying to hold on to these good thoughts, these good sensations, that's the striving, that's the effort, that's the continual working. As soon as we recognize awareness, we can relax all of that. That just naturally softens out simply by emphasizing awareness.